That's right. I kind of think that whether you will enjoy this piece of Brit wit depends on your mood or on your ability to accept the goofy and unforeseeable turns of plot, along with some simply silly jokes, not to mention a startling ending. Dangerous Corner was Priestley's first hit play. He went on to become one of Britain's leading writers, often controversial, often applauded. He begins this play with absolute normality. It seems to be just another example of British drawing room comedy. Men in dinner jackets, women in long dresses, with oh-so-well-coiffed hair. At Second Story, designer Ron Cesario has outdone himself with these costumes. The men's tuxedos are double-breasted. The ladies' dresses, gowns really, are all silk-like, shiny, sly, and sexy. The dialogue is pretty much that way, too. "I'm going to be rather rude," says one gent. "But I know you won't mind," he adds. From there, Dangerous Corner whips into something like a police procedural. What is the truth about why Jeremy, a never-seen character, has shot himself? And who took the money? You expect Scotland Yard's arrival at any moment. But no. Soon enough, the work switches into a melodramatic series of instances. Who loves whom? Who hates whom? And just who's been sleeping with whom? "Pretext and pretense are everywhere," says one woman, speaking the truth. All of this had the audience, when I was there, chuckling, sometimes because of the humor, sometimes for what seemed just plain silliness. The guy next to me must have checked his watch 6 times during the 90 or so minute intermissionless production. But then, about halfway through, I got into the whole big preposterous joke. After all, Shay's direction is faultless, fast and crisp. The ladies, played by Tanya Montenegro, Paula Faber, Leon Marie Monroe, and Tanya Anderson, manage not only those gowns, but their flighty and harsh dialogue with aplomb. The gentlemen, Louise Astudillo, Nicholas Thibault, Wayne Neeland, are equally proficient. Watch all the cast react when someone else says something funny or cruel or snappy or silly. In the end, Dangerous Corner proves itself capable of all kinds of oddball twists, turns, big-time change. There's surprise and even suspense. So what the heck? Go ahead and go see it. Just remember, nothing is what it seems at first. But it's the ending that counts, right? Well, at Dangerous Corner, you'll leave the theater to Cole Porter's soulful Begin the Begin. Who knows? You might feel like dancing.